Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 239, The Two Archangels of Hell, Ude and Kuse. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2014, in the third month, on the 11th day of the third month. Dear Dan, based on my own experience and having been confirmed by the Lord, it was revealed to me that Satan rules his kingdom through two spirits of wickedness, fallen archangels whose primary purpose is to create ignorance, I don't know, and apathy, I don't care, within those whom Satan wishes to devour. All other authorities in hell answer to these two, with Satan being their god. It is these two who have taken over rulership of hell while their god Satan is held in isolation for an undisclosed period of time. These were the same two evil spirits that appeared in my kitchen at the beginning of the day of seven, standing in the midst of the kitchen table that I resisted and ordered to leave. This was just after Jesus introduced me to his angel Gabe for the first time, and I was still figuring out just how the spiritual side of creation worked. At that time, Angel Gabe said that they, the evil spirits standing in the middle of the kitchen table, were Satan's top two lieutenants, but didn't name them at that time. Typically, these two, who Angel Gabe has very recently began referring to as Ude and Kuse, will pour out their evil anointing on the man that is the recognized authority among any people group. This would be in relationships where there is a chain of command, either explicit or implicit, whether political, religious, civil, familial, or any combination thereof. Being so compromised, the male authority then will be unable to protect their charges from attacks by other lesser evil spirits, be they fallen angels or demons. Ude and Kuse will typically start their work in a young family by attempting to influence the husband and father to not care what happens at home. Not long after this, the wife and mother will be required to assume more and more responsibility for setting domestic policy in the home. And after a while, decision-making authority will gradually start to drift to the woman. The patriarch Job exemplifies how to overcome this, where scripture records the following. So it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, his sons, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus Job did regularly. The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 5. The bottom line is that Job cared for his children, and showed this by overcoming his own ignorance of the facts by posing to himself what his sons might be capable of doing and sacrificing for their sins, even though they may not have committed any. And Job did this for his sons all the time without fail. This was their father Job's insurance policy for his children. Job knew enough about human nature to not leave to chance whether his sons might sin. He already knew that humans sin one against another and operated from that accurate assumption. Jesus, by his word of knowledge, the sword of the Holy Spirit, destroys the works of the devil and Ude and Kuse. The following scripture is one example of this. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. The book of John, chapter 17, verse 3. Ude and Kuse have been hard at work tearing down the headship of the man over the woman, especially in Western culture, in defiance of God's word where it says, "But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God." The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 3. One antidote to this type of work of Ude and Kuse's is found referenced in Luke chapter 1, verse 17, where it speaks of the spirit and power of Elijah. But there is a greater antidote still. It is found in Galatians 5. Verse 1 opens with these words, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. Footnote. Ude and Kuse, the two sons of Saddam Hussein, who were both killed by U.S. forces during Operation Iraqi Freedom.
The creatures that fear the sea.